This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, a Turkish writer faces prison for allegedly insulting Turkishness. But first, Lord Landis now seems likely to win this year's Tour de France. Mr. Landis had a 30-second deficit to make up today against race leader Oscar Pereiro of Spain. He made up that gap and more. Joining us from the finish line in Montceau-la-Mine is Andrew Hood, correspondent for Velo News. Mr. Hood, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome. It's quite a scene down here.
Well, tell us about that and how Floyd Landis did it.
Well, Floyd just stepped off the podium after receiving the yellow jersey, the maillot jaune of the race leader. The race ends tomorrow with eight laps in the Champs-Élysées. So, barring disaster, Landis is going to become the third American to win the Tour.
Boy, well, how did he race today? Great, obviously, but the way you people who know something about this see it.
It was a calculated performance. He said that he wasn't really going for the stage victory. He finished third today behind Sergei Gonchar. He was only interested in erasing the deficit to Oscar Pereiro. He didn't want to risk a crash, any sort of problems that could have complicated the day. So it's just enough to win. He rolls into Paris with a 59-second margin, and he's just ecstatic right now.
Hmm. Does it turn out, with the advantage of a few days' hindsight, that the best thing to happen to Floyd Landis was to be so flat, no pun intended, one day, that he felt compelled to turn in that superhuman effort on Thursday and put himself in a position to win now?
Yeah, in terms of his story, it really makes it a Hollywood ending, because throughout the first 2 weeks of the Tour, he was being kind of cautious, almost conservative, afraid to make a big effort like Lance Armstrong would do. He was kind of unsure what to really do in this position as the race leader. And then when he blew up on the La Toussaire climb, he had to lay everything down and make a huge gamble, make a massive solo attack. And he pulled it off, and people call it the ride of the century.
Mm. So he gets asked a lot about being a Mennonite and about having a bum hip?
Those are questions that come up just about every day. He always says that his parents are great. He enjoyed his upbringing, but it just wasn't for him. And in terms of his hip, he doesn't really know exactly when he's set to have his hip replaced. It causes him so much pain, he said, that he has to have it done within the next few months.
Mr. Hood, explained something to us. When we say that it's going to essentially be a victory lap or a series of them along the Champs-Élysées, is there anything short of him running into a truck that could prevent Floyd Landis from winning tomorrow?
That's about what it would take. It would have to take a catastrophic crash where he would have to break a leg and he couldn't ride his bike. Typically, when the race comes down to the last day in the Champs-Élysées, there's a tradition of not attacking the leader, especially with 59 seconds. It's almost impossible to make that up on a flat stage. And it's also a stage for the sprinters. It's a prestigious stage for the fast riders to win on the Champs-Élysées. So it's almost in the bag, but never say never till this Tour is over.
Mm. And in one word, is this one of the great victories of all time, given how it came about?
I think it has to be. I mean, Armstrong won with dominance. I think Landis won with panache.
Ah, thanks very much. Nice talking to you.
Okay, thanks.
Andrew Hood, correspondent for Velo News, speaking with us from the Tour de France.